Before the testimony, let's all bow and pray in silence. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give testimony. I came from Taiwan, and I came to the U.S. last year, studying my master's degree. And my school is in Monterey, the Monterey in California, not Montreal in Canada. Monterey, there's only one family, and I are our church members. And the nearest church is San Jose Church. And we have to drive 1.5 hour to church every week, every weekend. And usually they took me to church and we stay in brother or sister's house for a weekend. And before I came to the U.S., I never leave my family or my hometown. And I don't know why last year I had this decision, say, I want to study abroad. I could have chosen the schools in Taiwan, and that would be easier for me because I don't have to deal with language, and I don't have to, I can stay with my families and my friends. So I don't know why at that time I have this decision, but since it's been 2 years, then I look back, I found out that is God's guidance that leads me to the U.S. So the incident happened last year. It's a Wednesday, and it's the week of Thanksgiving holiday. And I remember on that Wednesday, I went to one of my professor's house for Thanksgiving lunch. She invited me there. And the next day, Thursday, and the family, let's say it's David, Nicole, and their children. So David and Nicole, we plan to go to church on that Thursday for Thanksgiving dinner. But Wednesday, we stay in Monterey, and I went to the professor's house. So after lunch, I drew Pong, and I found that my vision is a little bit blurred. And I guess there might be, it's getting dark, or there's not many cars on the highway, so I can't see very clearly. So I didn't care about it. So I drove home. And when I about to take a shower, wash my face, and I was going to take off my contact lens, and I took one side, left side, but I couldn't find the one on my right, on the right. So, I forgot to mention, I use hard contact lenses. So I found one, but I couldn't find the other one. So at that moment, I thought maybe it dropped somewhere. So maybe I didn't take it very well. So it fell to the ground. Since I couldn't find it, and so at that time, I was thinking, should I go to the hospital, or should I just neglect it? But I touched around my eyeball. I feel a little pain on the eyes. So I guess that the content is still in my eyes. And so at that time, I didn't know what to do. So since I couldn't see it, I cannot even know if it's still there. So I, at that time, kneel down and pray. And after I prayed, I make a phone call to the brothers and sisters, explain to them and tell them what happened. And they drove to my home, and they asked me, what you left your contact lens in your eyes? And I told them, I don't know, and don't worry, I prayed already. And so we decided to look for the contact lens in my eyes, and I opened my eyes wide. Since my eyes is a little bit small, so they couldn't see. I say, oh, it's at I feel that it's at the corner of my eyes, inside the eyes. Can you see that? So they use flashlight to look for it, but they couldn't find it. So at that time, when recalling this accident, incident, I still remember that at that time, I'm not that nervous, or I don't feel afraid of that situation. And I want to share verses. That's Matthew chapter 18, verses 19. So that's the verses that came into my mind at that time. So Matthew chapter 18, verses 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So these verses came into my mind at that time because it's a Thanksgiving weekend holiday. So we have to go to the emergency room because we couldn't see the doctor. So I feel like nothing we can do but only pray and hope that we can find the lens. Anyway, so, and I feel like because they are with me, so I'm not afraid. And I have the confidence that if we try our best, then God will help us. So so they use the flashlight to look into my eyes. And we use saline water to wash my eyes. And finally, they found it. It's really inside, in the back of my eyes. They only can see part of the lens. So we were discussing what should we do to pull it out or get it out of my eyes. So I said, don't worry. So I give them a cotton swab, say, use this. So I said, I will open my eyes. They say, don't worry, just do it. I won't scream, I won't cry out, just do it. So they tried twice, and finally they took out the lens out of my eyes. So thank God. So I want to share the experience because that before I came up here, I was thinking, oh, what should I testify? Because I feel like during past year, my life is really normal and usual. Every day is school and home. Weekends to church. So I didn't see what can I testify. And Irene reminds me that even small things that you can give your thanks to God. And we talk about this. So when I recall this accident, it really reminds me that God is with me. Because these things happened last year in November, right? And the family left in December because the brother graduated from his school and he moved back to Taiwan. So there was only one person, that's me, in Monterey. So after they moved out from the state, that some of our church members asked me if I want to join the evening prayer every night with them. So I really feel like I'm not alone, even though there's only one person in Monterey, only one member, and I have to drive by myself to church every week. But I don't feel like I'm alone, because so many brothers and sisters support me, and they really care of me. So I joined the evening prayer, and every day we have a short verses. We discuss a short verses, and we share it in the date. And this is the things that came into my mind that, oh, yeah, I remember that one time Brother David and Nicole helped me this. I shared to them. So because I joined the evening prayer every night, so it pushed me to think of what God has done to me during the day, every day. Even though it's really small things like, I see a really beautiful bird on the road, something like that. Because we have to share our days to brothers and sisters every night, so it pushed me to think of that. And that's how we count the blessings, even the small one, every day. So that you can remind that God is always with you. And so I do feel really blessed by this. And second thing is that when I think of why I came here, when I think of that, why I have that decision last year, and now I understand that if I were not leave my country, my home, then I wouldn't have this experience that feel the loneliness, but also feel the love of God. I think a lot of people have same experience like this, because when we are at home, parents prepare everything for us, and you have friends, relatives that can share your feelings, and even church friends we are very familiar with. So if you don't go out, if you don't leave your family, like Abraham, right? He leaves his hometown. If you don't do this, you will never have your own experience and your own touching to God. Yeah. So another verses I want to share is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. And I think we all know these verses very well. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with your own heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct you your path. So I found that last year, even though I didn't pray for school or for applying the graduate school, but the Lord still guides you or leads you to where He thinks that you need or you should go. And now I'm going to graduate next year and go back to my hometown. I'm not afraid, or now I pray for this, but I'm very sure that God will lead me during next year or after I graduate, or for my jobs, future jobs. So I'm really sure about that because I have the experience in these 1.5 or 2 years here. That's my testimony. May all glories be unto God's name. Amen.